Back in chapter 8 now, as we continue our study through the book of Revelation, we look at the next set of seven judgments. These would be the seven trumpet judgments. Look at verse 7 with me, if you will. The first angel, and by the way, notice this. In chapter 6, it talked about the Lamb, Jesus Christ, opening the sealed judgment. As we look in chapters 8, 9, and 11 at the trumpet judgments and then the vial judgments in Revelation chapter 16, we're going to notice that Jesus Christ is going to use angels to open these seals. Angels, the most used word in the book of Revelation, used 81 times. There are good angels and evil angels in Revelation. We'll try to point out the good ones and the evil ones. We've just seen the good angels are going to throw the evil angels and Satan out of the heavenlies down upon the earth. By the way, they're going to persecute the Jewish people during that last 3.5 years. They will unload with all the force they can to destroy the Jewish people. Verses 13 and 17 of chapter 12 talk about Satan knowing he has but a short time and he will endeavor to try to wipe out the Jewish people. See, if Satan can destroy the Jewish people, then God's plan fails. He's not able to keep his promise to the Jewish people. One way that Satan is going to see that happen is the judgment upon the earth, and ultimately it's going to end in his demise. Well, here in chapter 8, we now look at the trumpet judgments quickly. Verse 7, and the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees were burned up, and all the grass was burned up. Ecological judgment upon the earth. I'm not sure I believe in global warming, but there is going to be ecological judgment during the coming tribulation period. Verse 8, and the second angel sounded, and as it were, there's that phrase, seemed to be, but not really is, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became as blood, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life, they died. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. This is the second trumpet judgment. The third trumpet judgment, verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were, seems to be but not really is, a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. The waters, the fresh waters, the rivers, the ponds, and the lakes across the earth will be bitter, and many people who drink from these fountains of water shall die. The fourth judgment, here in verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Another sign in the heavenlies taking place as this fourth trumpet judgment. Now in chapter 9, we come to the fifth and sixth trumpet judgment. And the fifth angel sounded, verse 1, and I saw a star fall from the heaven unto the earth, and unto him was given the key of the bottomless pit. This is not a star like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but a star like Michael Jordan is a basketball star, because it says, and to him, the star, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit. Verse 2. And there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Might I suggest to you, as we study through this passage of Scripture, these locusts are aliens from outer space. They will be evil angels released from the abyss, the Tartarus, the bottomless pit, that will come upon the earth and join the other evil angels under the leadership of Satan as they try to destroy the Jewish people. Who are these that will be in the bottomless pit? The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, that there will be fornication between angels and the daughters of men. That was the reason for the flood. Now, we don't have time to develop this for you, but the Bible talks about in Genesis chapter 6, the sons of God, and that would be a term described in the book of Job, chapters 1, 2, and 38, as angels, will have a sexual relationship with the daughters of men. And they will have children, and they will come into existence with a bloodline that is satanic in its origins. That is Satan's plan. When he could not destroy the opportunity of a Messiah coming, remember Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, I will give you a Messiah, the first prophecy of a Messiah, and Satan knew that that individual would come from the loins of a young lady one day. Satan said, well, all I have to do then is contaminate humankind. And so that's exactly what took place. You see, the Bible talks about in the book of Jude that there will be angels who have committed fornication. This is the only time in history when they could have done that. You say, well, wait a minute. The Bible says that angels are not married. Well, it talks about in the heavenlies. The lady at the well asked Jesus Christ, who is going to be my husband in heaven? And he responded by saying, you'll be as the angels in heaven. Well, the angels in heaven don't have a sexual relationship. But that phrase in that passage of Scripture was not dealing with sexual activity between men and women on the earth, only in the heavens. The Bible tells us that angels can take on the forms of human beings. When you look at chapter 19 of the book of Genesis, there was Lot, and he saw two angels walk into town, invited them to come to his house. He prepared a meal for them. They had a capability of eating a meal. He washed their feet. They were in the form of men. And in fact, those Sodomites in Sodom and Gomorrah came to have a relationship with these men that were at Lot's house. Suffice to say, there will be these evil angels having sexual relationship with women, and the purpose for the flood was to wipe out that satanic strain in humankind. These are the ones, these angels, that committed that dastardly act some 4,500 years ago. They will be held in the abyss, in the Tartarus, in the bottomless pit, until they are released. Now, when they are released from that bottomless pit, they will take on the form of locusts. Not locusts like you've ever recognized, like grasshoppers, but look at verse 7 back in chapter 9 of Revelation. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were the face of men, and they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. Notice verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was given to hurt men for 5 months. These are alien creatures invading the earth from outer space. They are locust-shaped animals or creatures, and indeed, they're not like any other grasshopper you've ever seen. They have the face of a man, the teeth of a lion. They have the hair of a woman. They have a breastplate. They have scorpions' tails, and they can torment men for 5 months. These alien creatures, these invaders from outer space, come to the earth and join with Satan and all the evil angels to try to destroy the Jewish people so that God's plan cannot take place. Now, these are UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Now, I don't believe there's any life on any other planet, any place in the universe. But I do believe that Satan and his evil angels are in the first heaven right above us, and Satan can dispatch them. Daniel chapter 10 talks about evil angels that come and take control of human world leaders to accomplish Satan's plan on this earth to destroy the Jewish people and keep Jesus Christ from being the victor and God being able to fulfill his promise. By the way, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 talks about evil angels directed by Satan that will take control of religious leaders. So much so that those standing behind some sacred desk could be agents of Satan, disguised as ministers of righteousness, deceiving even the very elect. Well, this is the fifth trumpet judgment. The sixth trumpet judgment, starting in verse 13, tells us that these evil angels that are dispatched upon the earth, and there's going to be a number of them. It gives us the number here in verse 16, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. That's 200 million of these evil angels, and they will come upon the earth, and they will take one-third of humankind. Verse 15 says, to slay a third part of men on the earth. When you take one-fourth of the earth, over in chapter 6 of the book of Revelation, the fourth seal judgment, and then in this sixth trumpet judgment in chapter 9, we see another third. That means half of the earth's entire population will be taken at the midway point of the tribulation period. That's 3 billion people will be killed during this terrible time of judgment. Now we move to the seventh trumpet judgment, found in chapter 11, starting in verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This is a glimpse of what is going to happen in the future. This is not talking about the event happening at this point, because out of this seventh trumpet judgment comes the seven vial judgments of chapter 16. Now, these judgments in chapter 16 are going to unfold very quickly, but indeed, it is not the end. The kingdom is not being set up. It's just a vision of what's going to happen in the future. Let's go quickly to chapter 16 now, concluding our study as we look at these six of the seven vial judgments. A vial, it's like a pitcher, and they will have the judgments within them, and they will be poured out upon the earth. Look at verse 2 of chapter 16. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast. Remember, the false prophet will cause everyone who has denied Jesus Christ, did not receive him, reject him, so that they believe the lie of the Antichrist. They will receive the mark of the beast, 666, on their forehead or on their right hand. Well, they are going to have grievous sores come upon them when this first vial is released. Verse 7, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Remember, it was one-third of those living souls in the sea that were destroyed in the trumpet judgments. Now it's all the living creatures in the sea that die. Verse 4, the third vial. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and they became like blood. And so that is a continuation of the judgment from the trumpet judgments. The fourth trumpet judgment that took place is now going to be overshadowed by the third vial judgment that turns all the water to blood on the earth. Verse 8, the fourth vial judgment. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And the men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, even in judgment. Man who has turned against God will not turn back to God because of the judgments upon them. Look what it says here in verse 9. And these men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Then the fifth vial, verse 10. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. It will be so bad when this judgment, the fifth vial judgment, is released, that they will be in pain so much so that even biting down hard on their tongues will not relieve that pain. They blaspheme God. Look at verse 11. Even in this judgment, they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. Now the sixth vial judgment. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. When you talk about almost half of the earth's population, the kings of the east, and we're referring to China with about 1.4 billion people, and there's India with about 1.3 billion, that's 2.7 billion people, and of course one half of the earth's population would be around 3 billion people, and then you add all of the other far eastern countries there, those would be the kings of the east. Now notice the river Euphrates. The river Euphrates is that natural border between the Middle East and the Far East. It will be dried up to make way for the kings of the East to enter into Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 14 talks about all of the nations of the world gathering at Jerusalem. That's the beginning of the campaign of Armageddon. We'll study that next time we get together. This is going to be a campaign. It will indeed be the mother of all battles, and it will take place beginning in Jerusalem, culminating in the Jezreel Valley in the center part of the state of Israel. But the kings of the east will have their way made ready for them to enter in and join with Satan as they take on the returning Jesus Christ, who comes back to the Mount of Olives in the city of Jerusalem.